something about South Africa, which is quite sort of, I don't know, unique. It's unusual for the law and the courts and court judgments and anticipated court judgments to form such a significant part of the news cycle. But that's the way it is. A couple of legal stories today that I want to discuss with Karen Morn, legal journalist at News 24. The Supreme Court of Appeal saying to Jacob Zuma, you must pay back the money that the state paid for your legal fees for all of the legal cases that you were involved in. And the state attorney's office must do an accounting of how much you owe and then present you with that bill, which you must pay. Karen, I'm sure that Jacob Zuma's legal team will approach the Constitutional Court and suggest there are important constitutional issues involved in this. Surely the Constitutional Court won't even allow a hearing. They'll reject it out of hand.
Absolutely. I mean, any appeal on this has the proverbial snowball's hope in hell. Doesn't mean the former president isn't going to mount some form of appeal, at least, or attempted appeal, at least, because doing so would allay the process that the state attorney's been ordered to embark on, which is basically doing an accounting of all the money that's been spent, which the SEA is now estimating at some 25 million rand, and then embarking on processes, including civil litigation, in order to get that money back. Remember, of course, at the time when Jacob Zuma was receiving this funding, his lawyer, Michael Huddy, had said that, you know, were he to be found guilty, he would pay it back and potentially could have his pension attached. So there is a very real possibility, as we've seen with the Batubile Dlamini, cost order given against her, that the state attorney does embark on those kind of mechanisms to get the money.
And the court also giving punitive damages because of his comments are completely unjustified about the supposed bias of the judges. And that's those comments he's going to continue to make, and probably comments that are going to continue to cost him money. And then a deadline of tomorrow from the Constitutional Court for Jacob Zuma to file a reply to their request for what sanction do you think you could get? It seems unlikely, as you and I have discussed before, that he is going to submit any papers in this regard.
Look, I'd be very surprised. What has been somewhat strange is he has developed this pathology of every time, you know, there's a ruling given against him or a hearing that he has chosen not to participate in, you know, releasing these long statements in which he basically accuses all the judges basically who have ever ruled against him of being part of some kind of nefarious plot and persecuting him like the apartheid authorities. We haven't heard from him. It's been deadly silence. And tomorrow will be, you know, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, I think, is his absolute deadline. We will have some sense about whether he's going to stick to his guns on being prepared to go to jail and to defy the Constitutional Court, or whether he's had a reevaluation and a rethink. I think most of us expect that the former, you know, that he will choose not to reply to this.
And then the other thing that I was interested in, the Constitutional Court judge candidates for the vacant positions on the Constitutional Court are being interviewed by the Judicial Service Commission. And Judge Ramaka Matopo earlier today told the JSE about the unfair treatment of junior colleagues by the so-called top six at the Supreme Court of Appeal, bullying and really unpleasant treatment, he alleges. He didn't say that they're all white, but he very much indicated that they are, because he was asked why the shocking development around the top six, those are Mokgweng Mokgweng's words, don't seem to receive the same public attention from the media. The answer is simple, said Judge Matopo. We do not own the media space, and if we had control of the media space, we would be able to write about everything that happens there. The top six would then include people of a particular color. The media and everybody else would shy away from exposing, perhaps, the darlings of a particular color. I don't think he's right. I think that the media would jump on a properly sourced story alleging bullying by a white top six at the Supreme Court of Appeal. But is it something which is a kind of open secret amongst people in legal circles that there are these allegations?
Well, this came out in April 2019. There's been an extensive coverage of it. My colleagues, Franny Rabkin, Naren Tulsi, who are regularly at the JSC, did a lot of, spends a lot of ink on this issue because it was raised in in April 2019. The head of the appeal court, Bandisa Maya, has spoken about, you know, coming into an environment that was very fraught and divided and embarking on sensitivity training. Matopo himself acknowledging that that training had had significant impacts and that the situation had improved. And that, you know, even Judge Molamela saying that, you know, she had herself found that there was a collegial atmosphere and that there had been a real effort by people to sort of judges to you know, to find a common path. So, you know, I think it's quite an interesting development because this is the JSC. You know, never mind the media, there has been extensive coverage on this, but if you legitimately feel that there's something that's massively untoward and threatens the judiciary, you as the JSC have the ability to investigate it. As far as there's actually been no formal complaint made about these so-called top six, who, you know, and no one is prepared to actually name them. So I'm not sure exactly how helpful this particular process of Mokgweng railing about, you know, him or potentially some of us who have received media coverage and lambasting the media for not following a situation where no complaint has been made and the JSC itself is not investigating. I'm not sure how helpful that actually is.
Legal journalist Karen Maughan, thank you.